Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, chance for showers, maybe some thunderstorms, high around 73 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, cloudy, 67. It's 63 in Burlington, Milwaukee 68, also 68 in Racine. Well, Friday night, lights in southeast Wisconsin may include the silhouette of umbrellas for maybe some rain that AccuWeather's Bill Dagger says could be coming, along with maybe some thunderstorms.
We could have some issues with that as far as some wet fields are concerned, and maybe even some lightning at times.
Temperature-wise, Dagger says, going to be mainly in the 70s through this weekend, close to 80 on Saturday. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging a 19-year-old student from Indiana, a member of the football team at Carthage College, with second-degree sexual assault of an intoxicated teammate during an off-campus party. Lawrence Gaines been a linebacker on the squad. The alleged victim is an 18-year-old Kenosha man whom the criminal complaint says passed out from alcohol consumption, woke up, and discovered Gaines both fondling him and giving him oral sex. Gaines is to be back in court September the 29th. $2,500 cash bond posted, according to online court records. A Carthage official says Gaines is still enrolled, but an internal investigation is being conducted. His status referenced the football team unknown ahead of their game against Wheaton College tomorrow afternoon. His name still appears on the roster, according to the school website. Trial scheduled to begin September the 26th in the court of Kenosha County Judge Chad Kirkman for Andrew Obregon. He's facing a slew of charges, including homicide, attempted homicide, armed robbery, and kidnapping, and for which a large pool of potential jurors will be brought in. During a Thursday pretrial gathering, Judge Kirkman indicated nearly 100 citizens will be summoned to the administration building next to the courthouse for the voir dire. Each of them will then be asked questions as to try and secure a jury and alternates. That trial could last up to 2 weeks. Andrew Obregon, accused in a crime spree you might remember last year, stretching for about a month, covering mainly Kenosha County, but also part of Racine County. Charges also related to law enforcement pursuits, part of that complaint. In Mount Pleasant, the search goes on for the driver of the car that hit a Mount Pleasant Police Department van, narrowly missing a rookie officer inside, and then speeding away eastbound from the 5300 block of 16th Street. That officer noticing a vehicle rapidly approaching the paddy wagon from the rear, then veering toward the driver's side. The officer grabbed the steering wheel, jumped back inside just before it was sideswiped. Chief Tim Zarzecki saying it was a dark-colored, possibly maroon sedan. Not sure, he says, if it was intentional, accidental, or what it was.
That time of night, you know, we experience a higher probability of drunk drivers, although they are out during the day. And sometimes our lights on our cars, they're drawn to those lights, so we really don't know at this point if it was intentional or if it was an accident.
The officer not hurt, though shaken up, according to Chief Zarzecki. Anybody with information urged to contact Mount Pleasant Police, or at least anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Just a few weeks into the new school year, already threats prompting evacuations of buildings starting to pop up, one each this week in Kenosha and Racine. Yesterday afternoon, St. Catherine's High School on Park Avenue evacuated what was deemed a suspicious message found in the building. Parents got word from the school about this safety concern, the evacuation, and for them to come pick up their student. Now, the exact nature of the threat was not revealed, but Racine police did determine that the message, threatening in nature, was not credible. Everything said to be back to normal today at St. Catherine's. Wednesday afternoon at Kenosha's Ruther High School and Harborside Academy, that's in the downtown area, a written bomb threat discovered on a bathroom wall. Evacuation of the building. Police search, find nothing. Students allowed back inside within about 30 minutes. Kenosha County health officials announcing a crow found on September 2nd tested positive for the West Nile virus. First bird found to have that virus since testing for the mosquito-transmitted disease began in May. Cynthia Johnson, Kenosha County's public health director, says the result means county residents need to be much more vigilant in their efforts to prevent mosquito bites. 33 counties now statewide have confirmed cases. In response to the governor's plan to build more roads without raising taxes, focusing on maintenance, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is saying that regarding road maintenance, instead of just replacing old infrastructure, well, that really is going to end up costing the state more in the long run. Doesn't think that's the best course of action.
If you have a house that's condemned, you certainly aren't going to spend a whole lot of money on maintenance or on putting on a new roof. And that's pretty much what Governor Walker's proposing on a lot of these roads, because they have to be redone and repaired. And all we're going to do is to put more money into a road that has to be completely torn up.
Voss and the other Assembly Republican leaders do not agree with much of the transportation plan that the governor's laid out. And Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave indicates the transportation budget for 2017-19 Good news in one regard, not so good news in another.
Delagrave is pleased. Governor Walker acknowledges the transportation needs of the state's 72 counties, including Racine, for maintaining local roads, bridges, and existing highways for the safety of residents. He says in a statement, the increased funding will help us address many of the necessary maintenance projects and repairs on our roads. The bad news is the proposed delay of 2 years for the I-94 project in Racine County, which Delagrave labels disappointing. His statement says this proposed delay will make it difficult to attract new investments and retain businesses, which depend on properly developed and maintained roads along this critical stretch. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Milwaukee Bucks hiring Hunzinger Construction to put up a block of restaurants and stores near their new arena downtown. Team announcing that the Milwaukee contractor had won the bidding process. No cost on what's being called the Live Block Project, but the team says it's scheduled for opening in the fall of 2018, same time as the new Bucks Arena to launch for the NBA season. An historic monument recovered from the grounds of the Village of Elmwood campus along Taylor Avenue south of Duran is going to be going back on display after decades. The land in the city of Racine, which meant needed support from the City Plan Commission. Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski explaining the marker goes back to the days when that site was known as the Taylor Orphan Asylum, or Taylor Home for short.
The monument itself is approximately 18 feet tall and approximately 13 feet wide, and then the tablets inlaid in that. There will be a small uplight that's on this monument. It'll be at basically the center of the base and then shining up onto the monument, the tablet, so that it can be potentially read at night.
Minor landscaping around the monument to be located just south of the main driveway, all part of the Plan Commission's unanimous recommendation to the Common Council. And it's been a couple of months now since Mount Pleasant's Police Chief Tim Zarzecki took over again as the interim village administrator. But the Personnel Committee just yesterday began the process of starting to find somebody to fill that position full-time. Panel members looking over a couple of examples of advertisements placed by other municipalities talking about the duties of their next administrator. Gary Feast says it's no secret he was not an advocate for the last two administrators.
I would want to advocate a more check and balance system. I don't want one authoritarian hourglass funnel, because a funnel allows filtration. I want to see a bypass in the job description duties somehow, that it's not preferred, it's mandatory that certain decisions have to go through the board. And if they're not through the board, it's grounds for termination.
Village President Jerry Garski saying the next administrator needs to be more responsive to the board, while Trustee John Hewitt warned that because it's budget season now, it may be sometime before the new administrator gets hired. No action taken. They're going to keep looking at language on the help wanted ad situation and reviewing the administrator job description. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.